Mark Parkman remembers the run-up and the smooth running of the 2002 Salt Lake Games. We met around that time, became friends over 7 Olympics since then, and now 14 years later, we've seen Olympic celebrations in Athens, Torino, Beijing, Vancouver, London, Sochi, and now Rio 2016. But Mark Parkman's new mission transcends all of that. He's now about making the entire Olympic movement a part of our everyday common conversation. The 24-hour Olympic News Channel promises to change how each of us explores and consumes and digests the Olympics, how we follow the creation of new Olympic disciplines in the ages-old chase of Olympic dreams. For many, it's hunting gold. For so many more, it's, you know, that old, it's kind of a cliche, but it's true. Following their own inner Olympic spirit to new challenges and creating so many fresh, young, cutting-edge ideas that need a forum for expression. And here comes the 24-hour Olympic Channel coming up this fall, live from Madrid. We're delighted to welcome in Olympic News Channel General Manager Mark Parkman to the Morning Drive with TK here on ESPN 960. Mark, thanks for taking a few minutes across the pond to talk with us.
Good morning, Tom. How is it in Salt Lake?
I think, a beautiful day. My weatherman, John LaFollette, our producer, meteorologist, there's no rain in the forecast, right? John, no rain.
None expected today.
Okay, that's good news.
It's that time of year.
Yeah, exactly. It's the time when we had how it is here, because you know we met back in 2002. You've made many visits back. We've spent a lot of time here. You know, there's no spring. It goes from winter and then it's 90. We had 90s last week. It was ridiculous. But so tell us how this whole idea of the 24-hour Olympics vehicle first piqued your interest. When did it come across, you know, your desk and made you think, yeah, I'm going to get involved and I want this job?
Well, there's a long story to it. The IOC president, Thomas Bach, he first had the idea of an Olympic channel right after he was elected to the IOC in 1994 as a youngster, so to speak. And he mentioned it at an early conference. And then when he was elected after the games in 2012, and became the president of the IOC, he initiated a program called Olympic Agenda 2020 with 40 different reforms for the Olympic movement. And one of them was the Olympic Channel. In between 94 and 2012, there had been discussions off and on again. We had some back in Salt Lake in 99 about doing a 24/7 Olympic Channel. But President Bach is the one who really initiated it, got elected, put it into place, and that's when the Olympic Broadcasting Division did a feasibility study on the possibilities of creating the channel. It then got approved by the full IOC membership, and we've been off to the races for the last year and a half in an effort to create this new Olympic channel that will debut sometime after the Rio Games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it seems like a no-brainer when you think Olympics and you think with the worldwide popularity and how it sort of is woven into the fabric of all of our lives in sport and in competition, but there's so much more that goes into it. Give us an idea of your mission statement. How do you expect the Olympic Channel can serve a passionate, creative base of fans and also be an important tool for athletes and coaches? I mean, this really should be a way to bring everybody together and it should be a great tool for all the above.
Yeah, we're one of the last sport organizations to launch its own property in terms of media production and channels and digital sites. Most of the ones in the U.S. have already done so. Our challenge is a bit unique because we are global. Even some of the football clubs here, and when I say football, I mean soccer, have become
right.
European.
And you have some great ones. I mean, you have Real Madrid and Atletico there. You have a ton of talent right out your window there. It's unfair.
And those guys, you know, those guys have a lot of them already have their own channels. But mm-hmm. what we hope to achieve, there's really no benchmark for us to compare to, which is frustrating for me as the guy trying to head this up and learn from others. But when we're a truly global brand, so we have to take what we do and make it unique for all the Olympic fans and sport fans and just human story fans from around the world and create content that resonates for them. And the main, one of the main drivers that we're trying to achieve with the Olympic Channel is to ensure that we're attracting the younger generation of millennials to the Olympic, to sports, to the movement in itself, to get them more active, to have them living a healthier lifestyle, to have them becoming more participatory in sport, and all the at the same time becoming fans of the Olympic Games, which come around every 2 years when you have the summer and winter alterations of the games. But that's our primary objective, is to engage the younger millennial sport fan or the casual sport fan, or even those who are just a fan of great triumph and achievement, and get them engaged in the Olympic Channel.
Yeah, and that was one of the questions. Your target audience for the Olympic Channel, the targeted demographics are skewing younger and younger across the board, and certainly you're going to take advantage of that built-in fan base that you know coming out of Rio, and just the way like my kids are and yours too, they're locked in on all these different media. And what a way to grow a brand new brand. Well, not a brand new brand, but a new idea in terms of the Olympic Channel. And that seems to be a where you want to hit. You want to hit these younger people for all the obvious reasons.
Absolutely. And the challenge that we have, and it's somewhat, you know, we call it the Olympic Channel, which is not a traditional channel as you would think. It'll come in various iterations, but primarily it's a digital platform. And that's the impetus of us doing this, is to be across every device. You will be able to see it later on in the U.S. on perhaps on a cable channel. But when we launch, it will be something that you can get on the web. You can get on your mobile phone, because we know that this younger generation, particularly, and even us old guys, like you know, we're consuming content in a completely different way. And we've realized that it's not the old go in front of your television set, get the clicker and scroll through the menu and see what's there. You have to now go to where these people are. So the channel, while we'll have our primary platforms of the app and the website and the TV channel, will also be very active pushing our content across the various social media platforms, with Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Vine and Snapchat, and across the world with WeChat and VK and Sina Weibo, all those throughout the world that this younger generation is consuming. So we will be very active across all of those platforms in hopes that the Olympic Channel and our content will become one of the world's largest sports social media sites in the marketplace.
How gratifying is this for you personally? I mean, a career largely dedicated to bringing the Olympics to life every 2 years. Now you've been given time, resources, and allowed to refine and grow with a great team you've put together. Grow your vision for how the Olympics can and should be more of a player in the daily consumption of sport through many media forums. This has got to be, I mean, we talk about a labor of love and a dream come true. Where does it fit for you?
Well, it's other than perhaps achieving the same thing with the University of Georgia and creating a 24/7 channel. this is right up there at the tops. You know, we've been fortunate that the president of the IOC has given this his full support. It was his idea, so he's given us the resources and the freedom to go out and create this dynamic new product and do it with the backing of all of the international sports federations, the 206 National Olympic Committees, our broadcast partners, NBC, and the others around the world, and with our top sponsors, the Cokes and the GEs and Panasonics and Samsungs of the world. So we are in a unique position to create something that is unlike anything else. It's truly global, and hopefully it will resonate. So for me, it's a pretty daunting task, but it's also something that I couldn't ask for a better challenge, and hopefully we'll we won't disappoint when we press the button, the go button, in a few months.
And the launch date, a little bit up in the air, sometime in the fall.
Yeah, well, we're...
You probably know it, but you're not going to tell us, right?
I have a pretty good idea. We're going to launch when we're ready. We're still doing a lot of testing. We're creating content. We're trying to make sure that when we come into the market, that it is what people would expect of the five rings. And, you know, that brand stands for excellence, the top of everyone's profession. And we want to make sure that what we're doing matches those expectations. So we're going to come out when we're right. It won't happen before Rio. Hopefully it will happen soon afterwards to build on the momentum that I'm sure will encapsulate the world in 6-8 weeks time in Rio.
Well, certainly, you know, from your time here and as you've traveled the world, you know, when a city hosts an Olympics, it is forever part of the Olympic family. And wondering what our social media savvy listeners, how they can participate in the Olympic Channel once you're up and running. I'm not going to say on the air because that is old school. It'll be, in everybody's hand and it'll be right there. What can they look for in the fall? How can people, you know, sort of interact and be a part of this?
Well, the primary way is via your mobile phone or your tablet to download the app, sign up as a registered user. The platform will be very intuitive. So if you sign up, you can personalize it. You can pick which sports you want to follow, which athletes, which countries you follow. And then when you come back to the application, it will almost design your own Olympic channel for you. You can get news bulletins on things you want. You can get programming alerts. So we want it to become part of that young generation, their daily viewing habits, because most of what they're consuming on social media is now in relation to video. And that's how we want those who have a keen interest in the games and those who are just casual Olympic followers to be able to engage. And it'll also be able, you'll be able to comment and share and make it a social platform. And I think we'll include things that are on how athletes train, how you can get involved in relation to local events, or how if you want to become a better bobsleigher or a cross-country skier, things that may be happening through the USOC or through the federations that are based there in Salt Lake, how you can get involved, because it will become a personal experience if you choose to approach the Olympic Channel that way, and it can be one of your daily viewing habits, and that's what we're hoping to achieve.
What an undertaking. What a challenge, but what an opportunity as well. More closely, as Rio approaches, I know you're a big Olympic fan. What are some of the stories that jump out? In addition, obviously, there's the health concerns. We all know about that. And it's caused, you know, Steph Curry and maybe some others to decide they don't want to go. But as far as what really stokes you with Rio approaching, they're going to be ready. Everybody says, in the run-up, there's going to be problems. We've seen that in every venue. With every host city, there's issues. But they're going to get it right. What are you looking forward to in Rio?
Well, you know, the big stories you can follow with Usain Bolt and Mo Farah and Michael Phelps and Gabby Douglas. And some of the other big names throughout the world. But the thing that's always exciting for me with the Olympic Games is it's not necessarily about those who've been there before and what they're going to do, but every Games, there's a new celebrity. Mm-hmm. There's a new star, a new person who emerges, and then they become the next worldwide phenoms. So it's always the unknown for me is who's going to pop up and who's going to have great games and who are we going to look to and talk about 4 years from now and see that the germination of what they've done there in Rio and have the glory of them for the next few years. That's what's exciting to me, is to see the up and coming ones and get to know them better. And we want, for the channel, we want to be able to tell their stories in advance of the games. We want to tell them after the games. And part of what we want to do is we want the Olympic Games to be somewhat the final episode for people. They've watched the Olympic Channel over the years. They've followed these athlete stories. They've seen their trials and tribulations and their triumphs. And then we want people to come back during those 17 days, either winter or summer, to see the final episode and see how these stars perform.
Well, it is Olympian in every aspect. Good luck with the Olympic Channel launching in the fall. We'll be following it and looking forward to Rio right around the corner. Mark Parkman, general manager of the Olympic Channel, based in Madrid, but certainly with a worldwide reach and right into everybody's mobile app, right into everybody's TV, yes, computer, you name it. You're going to be right up there with everybody's daily consumption. I think it's a tremendous idea, and we look forward to, as you mentioned, it germinating in ways you probably can't even put a measure on yet. But good luck with that. Appreciate your spending some time here with us in your old haunt of Salt Lake City. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you, Tom.